Meeting for the first time since winning $100 million in a state competition late last year, the Western New York Regional Council was still aglow with pride. But quickly, the 30-member body was reminded by Empire State Development's Christina Orsi that their work has only started.
Remember, this is taxpayer dollars, so we need to ensure there's appropriate documentation and due diligence demonstrating that the awardees did in fact do what they said they were going to do.
But most of the 96 projects that were chosen to split the $100 million require significant private investment and could take years to complete under the best possible scenario, a fact not lost on Council Co-Chair Howard Zimski.
The expectations shouldn't be next quarter all these projects will be completed and, you know, delivering results. So I just do think it's important for people to realize there is a process by which we go through to convert our intentions into contracts, into performance measures, into reality. So there is a time lag.
The regional councils are not all about just winning money for pet projects. From the beginning, Governor Cuomo has claimed that suggestions from the councils regarding oppressive taxes and regulations will be heeded, resulting in a more business-friendly state. That's yet to happen, according to Councilmember Andrew Rudnick. He took the issue straight to Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy in front of the council.
If the goal of this whole regional council process is to generate more business activity, to create more jobs in this state, to put off into a process all of the improvements that anyone who's been a customer of the state knows there's room to improve. We can't put them off too long.
Lieutenant Governor Duffy assured the council that Cuomo hasn't forgotten about that promise. Another Cuomo promise to send $1 billion in state funds to improve Buffalo's economy was also on the council's mind Tuesday, as they've been tasked with coming up with a plan to spend that money. During Tuesday's meeting, the 30-person council promised to hire big-name consultants to help them out. For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.